a lazy river, or perhaps watching a vibrant sunset on a beach full of glistening plastic bottles and...
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. We learned Tuesday that Mark Fogel, an American school teacher wrongfully detained by Russia, was released in a prisoner swap. Today, the U.S. releasing a convicted Russian criminal, says White House Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt.
The Russian who will be returning home very soon, Alexander Vinnik, was a nonviolent crypto criminal. And as part of this exchange, he has forfeited more than $100 million that he obtained in that illegal crime.
In a social media post, President Trump saying today he talked to Russian leader Vladimir Putin that they agreed for their teams to, quote, start negotiations immediately to end the Russia-Ukraine war. Trump then calling Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky to let him know what was discussed. Doge at the door. Sources tell us the State Department's begun instructing U.S. embassies around the world to start planning for staff reductions. The Senate today confirming Tulsi Gabbard as to serve as Director of National Intelligence, vote 52-48. This is ABC News. Maritime smuggling attempts could increase this year. That's a prediction from law enforcement officials citing stricter immigration policies along the U.S.-Mexico border.
A new law enforcement intelligence bulletin issued by a group of local, state, and federal agencies obtained by ABC News finds human smuggling attempts along the Southern California coast declined in 2024, but that more people were smuggled overall as bigger boats were used. The agency's finding human smuggling along the Southern California coastline is most frequent between 9 p.m. and 8 a.m. when visibility is limited, and often smugglers have fishing gear and American flags on board to blend in. Alex Stone, ABC News.
New York City's comptroller says the Trump administration has illegally revoked $80 million in FEMA funds from city bank accounts. Brad Lander calling the move highway robberies, blaming Elon Musk for eliminating money earmarked for housing migrants. Lander is calling on Mayor Eric Adams to sue. Dave Packer, ABC News.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Guys, don't make the mistake of waiting until the last minute to order your Valentine that special gift from the Cottage of Durand. Your special sweetheart deserves flowers, candy bouquets, jewelry, or stuffed animals from the Cottage. Order early and your gift will be delivered to your sweetheart on Valentine's Day. Not sure what to get? Missy and the staff can create a Valentine's gift she will truly enjoy. Don't get your someone special flowers from the gas station on Valentine's Day. Order that special gift from the Cottage downtown. Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some evening snow showers, then a clearing sky tonight and cold with a low near 5 below, wind chills to 20 below. Sun returns for tomorrow, a high of 8 above. Then snow showers with a couple inches of accumulation possible Friday, high mid-20s. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free, from BCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115. Currently, we're at 8.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. The Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office reported Tuesday that two Campbellsport School District ninth grade students are in secure detention after allegedly making plans, comments, and threats to other students and staff about conducting a school shooting. At the Capitol, Republican-authored legislation would require Wisconsin schools to restrict the use of cell phones in class. Critics of the bill say students may need their phones so parents can contact them during the day. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call joins a lawsuit against John Deere, Wisconsin and four other states accusing Deere of forcing owners of its equipment to only use its own teams to make adjustments or repairs. Deere's been at the center of the Right to Repair movement. Wisconsin Radio Network.
If you recently lost health coverage due to a life change, healthcare.gov is here for you. Like it was there for Marcus when he lost his job. And Keisha when she turned 26.
Happy birthday.
And lost her parents' insurance. And Elena when she went off Medicaid. There are many other ways to qualify. Visit healthcare.gov today to see if you're eligible to enroll. Limited time to enroll. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News This Hour being brought to you by Brower Plumbing and Septic Service, Durand. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. The Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Amplify Health from Gunderson Mondovi Clinic, affiliated with Tri-County Hospital and Gunderson Clinics. And Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. The Durand City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion of implementing a room tax in the city, discussion and possible action on a lease agreement between the City of Durand and Nelson Communications Cooperative for EMS PD facility needs, and reports from the mayor and department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 6:30 at Durand City Hall and will be live streamed on our website. An Altoona woman has been sentenced to 15 years in prison for a homicide she committed 3 years ago. On Tuesday, Tracy Clark pleaded no contest to an amended charge of reckless homicide for being involved in the murder of 79-year-old Dennis Shoddy. In 2022, Shoddy's body was found decapitated in the Rock River in Rockford, Illinois. Clark lived in the 79-year-old's home, and investigators believed her and her boyfriend committed the murder for financial gain. Clark was originally facing charges of intentional homicide. On top of the 15-year prison sentence, she was also ordered to serve 10 years of extended supervision and 7.5 years of probation. A man who turned a small Minnesota fastener business into a global brand will be buried this weekend. Winona native Bob Killern died Monday. Killern and his three partners founded Fastenal in 1967 and grew the business into the largest fastening distributor in North America. He served as CEO from 1968 to 2002 and served on the company's board until 2014. The 85-year-old was also noted for his philanthropy, funding the construction of the Minnesota Marine Art Museum and supporting other community projects. His funeral is scheduled for Saturday in Winona. Some Wisconsin state lawmakers are proposing a measure that would place a time limit on referendums that generate school funding through property taxes. Representative Cindy Duckow and State Senator Chris Kapenga are co-sponsors of the legislation. They want school funding referendum initiatives to be capped at 4 years, saying it would reduce burdens on taxpayers. Under current rules, some tax initiatives are temporary, while others are permanent. You're listening to WRDN News.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
One person is dead after a two-vehicle accident in the town of Milton Monday. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, a vehicle driven by a 16-year-old was southbound on Highway 35, crossed the center line, and struck a vehicle traveling northbound on Highway 35. The 16-year-old was pronounced dead at the scene, while the driver of the other vehicle suffered minor injuries. The names of the two drivers will not be released. An Eau Claire man that's accused of trying to hire fellow inmates to kill a prosecutor has pled no contest. According to online court records, Jay Conklin pleaded no contest to one count of solicitation of first-degree intentional homicide. The 51-year-old is accused of trying to hire inmates at Stanley Correctional Institution to kill the prosecutors in his case after he was found guilty of sexual assault of two children. His sentencing hearing is scheduled for April 8th. A former member of the Durand Community Club and owner of Durand Implement has passed away. Siegfried Weiss Jr. passed away on Saturday. In 1959, he became owner and manager of Durand Implement, which later became Tractor Central, and he was involved in the early years of Durand Fun Fest and the Miss Durand program as a member of the Durand Community Club. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. United Health Group has agreed to pay about $20.25 million to settle a federal lawsuit. The U.S. Department of Labor is accusing the Eden Prairie-based health system of wrongly denying thousands of claims to pay healthcare providers for emergency room services and urinary drug screenings. A federal judge recently ruled that a division of United Health Group, URM, must reimburse out-of-pocket costs that patients incurred when coverage was denied. The suit also accused URM of not using the right standards when deciding whether to pay for certain ER claims. The Durand Fun Fest Committee has announced the entertainment for this year's Fun Fest. The Johnny Holm Band will perform on Friday night, the Dweebs on Saturday, and the Bear Creek Band will be on stage Sunday. In addition to the live entertainment, Fun Fest will have a carnival, car show, kids' pedal pull, and more. Fun Fest will be held June 6th through the 8th at Memorial Park in Durand. You're listening to WRDN News.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
The Minnesota State Fair is now accepting applications for this year's Minnesota Century Farm Program. The fair has worked with the Minnesota Farm Bureau since 1976 to recognize farms that have been continuously owned by the same family for 100 years or more. Applications for recognition must be submitted by March 3rd. More information is available at the Minnesota State Fair website. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Shop Superstart Premium, Extreme, or Platinum batteries at O'Reilly Auto Parts and get up to a $15 gift card after rebate. O'Reward members can also get a $5 reward with their battery purchase. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Superstart. Only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and switch to the expensive shampoo with amino acids. Sure, you don't know what those are or why you need them, but it sounds very impressive. And if you switch and save hundreds, you can massage it into your scalp every day. Now, if only you can get people to lean toward your head to smell those aminos. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shampoo. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Logano likes 500 chances. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today. Brought to you by eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Local radio brings people together like never before.
It's a beautiful hometown weekend out there. We've got
your local stations keep you informed and involved with music, talk shows, and real-time news updates you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters, connecting you to what matters most. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress to support your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Welcome to the Chevy Lightning Round. Guess the clues to win. First team, you're up.
Powerful, commanding, unstoppable.
Silverado.
Adventurous, fun, techie.
Trailblazer.
Stylish, nimble.
Trax.
Innovative, electric.
Blazer EV.
Lightning Round champions. You've guessed all the right Chevy clues.
Wherever the year takes you, explore it together in the Chevy of your choice. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Three-time and defending NASCAR Cup Series champion Joey Logano is confident in his chances of winning another Daytona 500 Sunday. The pilot of the number 22 Team Penske Ford, who captured the Great American Race in 2015, explained why they could return to victory lane.
I feel great about it. You know, our Super Speedway program has been really good over the last few years. Cars have been fast. Cars have been handling pretty good. We've been able to work really well together as teammates, which is key when you come to here. I got the best spotter on the roof with Coleman. I feel like we're positioned to win.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
The Bucks have one more game before the All-Star break tonight in the Twin Cities against the Minnesota Timberwolves. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Giannis Antetokounmpo remains out with a calf injury. Damian Lillard questionable tonight with right hamstring soreness. Basketball Badgers off until Saturday when they take on Purdue in West Lafayette. The Boilermakers lost last night, falling to Michigan 75-73. Tom Izzo will have to wait another game to pass Bob Knight as the all-time winningest coach in Big Ten history. Michigan State lost to Indiana last night, 71-67. Marquette ended its three-game losing streak, beating DePaul 68-58 last night. The Golden Eagles are off now until next Tuesday when they host Seton Hall. College football, Ohio State finalizing a deal to make veteran NFL coach Matt Patricia the school's new defensive coordinator. He'll share that role with secondary coach Tim Walton, who was also promoted. Brewers pitchers and catchers reporting to spring training today. They'll hold their first workout tomorrow. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply STOP to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Looking to get doctor-prescribed medication like Ozempic or Wegovy? Zelte can help you get GLP-1 medications affordably, whether you have insurance and even if you don't. And 100% online. It's simple. Just text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started. Zelte can help you get Ozempic, Wegovy, or Zepbound covered by your insurance company, so you pay as little as $0 for the medication if prescribed. No insurance? No problem. Zelte can ship semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and Zepbound, for as little as $151 a month versus $1,000 plus for name brand medications. Either way, it's high-quality medical care, weight loss coaching, and access to game-changing medications, all 100% online with Zeldy and affordable with or without insurance. So don't wait. Text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started today on your weight loss journey with Zeldy. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text ACCEPT to 200-300. That's ACCEPT to 200-300. Text ACCEPT to 200-300.
A recap from the Deer District Prep Showcase, plus more hoops action from the weekend. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISPSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. The inaugural Deer District Prep Showcase was held over the weekend at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee, with thousands in attendance throughout the day for some big game action. Sporting a state tournament feel, the first game of the day proved to be the best. Kohler led most of the way against Lake Mills, only to see the Elcats come back to tie the game with 5.8 seconds remaining. Kohler didn't panic, pushing the ball up the court quickly, with Max Breitenbach catching and shooting at the buzzer to lift the Blue Bombers to a thrilling 63-61 win. Hortonville controlled things throughout in the following game, defeating Oconomowoc 74-60. Racine Park was too deep and too tenacious for Milwaukee Juno, winning 70-55 behind 16 points and 16 rebounds by Jackson Moss. Stevens Point held off a late push from Sun Prairie East to win 79-73. In the most anticipated game of the day, Kettle Moraine remained undefeated with a 73-62 win over Nicolet in a matchup of teams that qualified for last season's state tournament. Roman Thompson poured in an event-high 34 points for the Lasers. In other action from the weekend, Division II top-ranked Slinger went down in a North Shore Conference battle with Homestead, 74-64. Division I number 1 Wisconsin Lutheran was pushed hard on Saturday but scored a 45-44 win over Nina behind 23 points from Xavier Zenz. This has been a WISPSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISPSports.net.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Every edition of Wisconsin Outdoor News contains a full page of cuffs and collars. Those are field reports from Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources game wardens. The latest edition contains some real doozies that I'll share with you when we return. But first,
ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Welcome back. Got some game warden reports here today from the latest edition of Cuffs and Collars. Back in December, the Spooner team reported that wardens Jesse Ashton of Luck and Aaron Kashakta of Emery received a complaint of a person on Big Blake Lake who was fishing with more than the legal number of lines. The wardens reported and confirmed the man had 9 lines deployed, 6 lines over the 3-line limit. The man also had a prior conviction from the previous winter for fishing with 8 lines. A citation was issued. Back in November, Warden Alex Brooks of Jefferson investigated a hunter harassment case. Brooks contacted the suspect who had been using his vehicle horn to harass hunters who were legally and lawfully hunting nearby. Finally, Warden Ryan Manns of Horicon and Brad Latza of Green Lake County investigated a large-scale baiting case between two counties. Two hunters had shot 9 turkeys and 4 bucks over bait in Dodge and Green Lake counties. Read complete Cuffs and Collars in every edition of Wisconsin Outdoor News. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been From the Pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group, and I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney, and the truth is I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney or if I look like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare without me being an attorney. And I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call, and you will not talk to an attorney. And I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-707-8989. 800-707-8989. 800-707-8989.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some evening snow showers, then a clearing sky tonight and cold with a low near 5 below, wind chills to 20 below. Sun returns for tomorrow, a high of 8 above. Then snow showers with a couple inches of accumulation possible Friday, high mid-20s. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free, from BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. Currently, we're at 8.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Post-WASD, we're going to kind of look at, you know, what went on in these markets. Are we kind of seeing the bull, as our guest says, didn't get fed like it should yesterday? Was it a little bit of a defensive mode once again today, especially on the corn side of it, as the beans struggled? And the wheat, they just kind of went off on their own and ended up following the beans to the negative. We also got some weather premium that's being built into the marketplace from a cattle perspective. We have a lot to unpack as Arlen Suderman joins us today. Arlen is with StoneX. So let's kind of start out there. This post-WASD report, you made the comment that USDA didn't feed the bulls like they should have yesterday, and then a little bit of defensive going on today for the corn. What is your overall picture as you look at what happened in the corn and this post-WASD trade day?
Well, managed money, the speculative funds, have built some pretty big ownership in the corn market. Do the fundamentals justify it? I guess that depends on what kind of lens you want to look at it through. Global supplies among the major exporters are rather snug right now, and demand is good. Does that justify rationing the demand with higher prices? Probably not, but the cushion has been removed. So therefore, if we do have a significant weather problem in a major producing area of the world, such as Argentina, Brazil, United States, or Ukraine, then you could have a more significant rally. Those are a lot of ifs, but it could happen. I think the risks are a little bit elevated this year, particularly with the strong demand that we have. So the funds built that ownership. Do you sustain it or not? The expectation of the market in this report was that we would see USDA increase their exports, maybe increase ethanol use of corn, and therefore then shorten the bottom line. The ending stocks number would go down. USDA cut corn production in Argentina due to their dry weather. It cut soybean production in Argentina. It cut corn production in Brazil, merely because they're about 10 days late in planting their winter corn crop, but they didn't make any adjustments to the U.S. corn or soybean balance sheets. So the bottom line didn't change. And so these funds said, okay, let's go ahead and take our profits. They did that, and that's understandable, but I wanted to see how they would respond today. And as we came into today's trade, that's when we saw the managed money crowd come back in to defend their ownership of the corn market. And I think that speaks volumes about their current conviction regarding the corn market maintaining that ownership. On the other hand, the soybean market, they continue to sell. And as the chart signals turned weaker and weaker, they added more and more sell signals. That's where the momentum trading algos jumped in. And with soybeans, we're harvesting a big crop in Brazil. That crop seems to be getting bigger in some of the private estimates we've seen. Argentina, yes, they've been dry, but it's earlier in the growing season. As we all know, soybeans respond to late rains, and they are getting those rains. And in fact, just before we talked, a story came out where Reuters are quoting the Rosario Grain Exchange saying that they'd had some big drought-relieving rains in some of the driest areas of Argentina, and the crops are responding. And so there's simply not a story now to justify sustaining that ownership in the absence of a trade deal with China that would increase demand for U.S. soybeans.
So then what's the next thing, Arlen, that this market from South America's perspective going to lob onto? Is it the fact that private estimates are coming in different than what USDA has said?
Yeah, it's interesting. Rosario Grain Exchange's soybean production estimate has been somewhere around 52 million metric tons. USDA went down to, I believe it was 49 or 50 million metric tons. And so therefore, that the local agency is higher than what USDA is. Let me correct on soybeans. Yeah, USDA's actually went to 49 million metric tons. I'm at 51 million metric tons right now for Argentine soybean production. So I think USDA, who's usually conservative for whatever reason, saw the declining crop ratings there, not fully understanding how soybeans can respond to late rains, jumped the gun a little bit on lowering production. Now, if we go back dry again, they may prove to be right in the end. I just don't think you can justify it yet at this point. But the bottom line is, it didn't really matter to the market because Brazil's crop is just so big. And so regardless of the problems in Argentina, we're still probably looking at record global supplies of soybeans this year.
Which is probably, from that perspective, a good thing as you see China making more purchases, like you mentioned, not from the United States, but even today going to Brazil and China, or excuse me, Brazil and Argentina to get that done.
Yeah, China likes to buy Brazilian soybeans for crush when they're available because they're cheaper. Because the currency exchange rates right now, Brazilian soybeans shipped to China are about a dollar a bushel cheaper than those that come from the U.S. Gulf. So they're cheaper because of currency exchange rates. But for the reserve soybeans, they will not use them in the reserve because Brazilian soybeans tend to ship wetter. And so therefore they don't store as well. So they'll buy from either Argentina or from the United States for reserve supplies. The thinking was that there might be a trade agreement which required them to buy from the United States. But recently we've seen the state buyers going back to buying reserve beans from Argentina, which tells us they don't think that we're close to getting a trade agreement. I do think that we will have one this year, but it's going to take more time for that to unfold.
All right, we're going to have to talk more about that when we come back from the break. And, of course, when we also come back, we'll take a look at some other factors that are weighing in on this market trade today, including weather premium in the cattle. As many areas start to get themselves a storm system moving through, not as much snow, but the bitterly cold temps that could have an effect on cattle weights. More is coming up. It's the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as our conversation does continue with Arlen Suderman. Arlen, of course, with StoneX. So we left, we were kind of talking about trade deals and what was going on with China. And I know earlier, midweek last week, Arlen, they were talking about the phase one. And somebody brought up a point that phase one never really got fully completed because of COVID and everything else that factored in. So they're wondering, how is this trade deal all going to come together? Are they going to kind of retro back to what was being done? Or are we going to start out with a fresh, clean slate?
Yeah, and I think this is really going to test if we do go back to the phase one structure, which focused a lot on agriculture. how much the Trump administration is up to date on agriculture and what it would take to really make a difference. I mentioned in the first segment how much cheaper Brazilian soybeans are than U.S. soybeans, a dollar a bushel cheaper right now shipped into Chinese ports after currency exchange rates because of their weak ria in Brazil and the strong dollar from the United States. So the last agreement, it was interesting, required a certain dollar amount to be imported, and with prices falling at the time because of decreased demand, it made it really hard for them to meet that dollar amount, and they really did not. Will Trump take a different approach this time? Will it be volume-based? How much volume? Will it be enough to make a difference? There's a lot of unanswered questions, and that's all speculation at this point. The bottom line is that there is expectations on the ground in China that there will eventually be an agreement, but probably not for a while. And by a while, I mean some months likely. I don't think we'll go several years like we did during Trump 1.0, because I think China needs an agreement. But what they're doing basically now is trying to show we don't need an agreement, when I really do believe they do. They're just trying not to make it too obvious. And so it's taking time, and Chinese state buyers are going ahead and buying reserve soybeans from Argentina, knowing it'd be a while probably before they get forced to pay the extra cost for U.S. soybeans.
So do you see any other factors as we look at midweek that we should be keeping an eye on from a grain perspective at this point?
Yeah, I think certainly we've got the weather and the cold coming back in, which eventually increases feed consumption overall, but it's going to be in the short term a problem for moving grain, moving livestock. It's creating some weather problems for livestock as well between the cold and the snow where it's being affected. We'll probably have another winter kill risk over a smaller area than what we did last month, but in some areas that lack the snow cover, I think will be another winter kill risk. But overall, I think the focus is shifting increasingly now to what is the growing season going to be like for Brazil's winter corn crop, which they're just now planting. So they're like in the month of May in our growing season. And then what is going to be the planting mix for the U.S. farmer that comes out in the planting intention survey results on March 31 from USDA? How big of a shift in acreage is it going to be? Corn stocks among the major corn exporters are snug right now. Are we going to see a big enough jump in acreage to offset those concerns, or to simply modify them modestly? Is it going to keep the funds long the corn market, or are they going to sell off and say, okay, there's no longer a story here? Those things we don't know. But I do think with the high inflation numbers that we got this morning, that the funds overall, their default bias is going to be to maintain some ownership in the commodities to hedge against the eroding risks of inflation to their portfolio. That doesn't mean that they have to stay long every commodity, like soybeans. If they have bearish fundamentals, they may choose to go short again. But as long as the commodity has some semblance of a story, like corn currently does, that'll probably be in the mix of one of them that they'll want to maintain ownership.
Do you see, looking at the livestock, weather premium being built in right now in this cattle market?
We started the day that way. I think it kind of eroded away as the day went. But I do think with the with the cold and snow overall in some of our feeding areas, that is a concern. We're going to be taking some weight off of some animals. Tightening up supplies. We're also seeing the packers slow the chain some more again this week, trying to help their margins, which are getting fairly compressed right now. But we're seeing cash trade in the South really unfold again 2 days in a row at basically 203. So waiting for trade to kind of really get going in the North right now. But that's still above where the board is at. That's providing some modest support for futures. And on the hog side, they're getting good support from good demand, both domestic and export as well. And that's providing some underlying support for the proteins.
All right. Great conversation today, Arlen. What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
StoneX.com or on X, formerly Twitter, at ArlenFF101.
All right. That has been today's Channel Final Bell. And the Channel Final Bell is brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. Midwestern dairy farmers may get an assist from Washington, D.C. as a new bipartisan piece of legislation called the Dairy Business Innovation Act was brought forth recently in the U.S. Senate. I'll be back with more when we return. On a recent Agronomy for Your Acres, I spoke with Jordan Howe, Nutrien Ag Solutions Financial Area Manager, about the financing programs available from Nutrien.
That's where we really use our relationships with our strategic suppliers, whether that be the chemical manufacturers or the seed manufacturers. We partner with them to be able to put together a program to be able to offer financing for their products and some of our products as well that will give them competitive low interest rate programs with due dates that are around harvest or following harvest so that they can have a little more flexibility during the season to make the best decisions for those acres. We know the name of the game is productivity, so if we can give a little flexibility in those purchases to alleviate some of those cash flow constraints during the season, that's what we're striving for.
Nutrien Ag Solutions offers financing options at every retail location across the country. For a full list of retailers, visit NutrienAgSolutions.com. The Dairy Business Innovation Act of 2025, introduced by Senators Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin and Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, aims to bolster support for dairy farmers and processors across the country. The bill expands funding for the Dairy Business Innovation Initiatives, or the DBII program, raising its annual authorization from $20 million to $36 million. The DBII program, first established in the 2018 Farm Bill, has already helped over 250 dairy farmers and processors in the Midwest, including 109 in Wisconsin alone. It funds dairy research and innovation centers that provide grants and technical assistance to help businesses develop new dairy products, expand market access, and modernize production facilities. Senator Baldwin highlighted the importance of the program, saying, quote, "My Dairy Business Innovation Initiative has helped Wisconsin dairy farmers, producers, and cheesemakers grow their operations, tap into new markets, and innovate new products. This program has helped Wisconsin businesses grow their bottom lines and create jobs in our rural communities." Senator Blackburn echoed that sentiment, and the bill has broad industry support as well, with endorsements from organizations including the International Dairy Foods Association, the National Milk Producers Federation, Organic Valley, and the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association. Rebecca Sweeney of the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association said, quote, "Dairy business innovation initiatives have spurred both the farm and processor business growth over the past 5 years. It strengthened rural economies and created career opportunities. But our work is far from done. Increased program funding is critical as the dairy industry faces new market volatility, labor challenges, and inflation." Greg Dowd, president of the National Milk Producers Federation, emphasized the long-term benefits, saying, quote, "This program helps support researchers and their industry partners working to drive innovations forward." I'll have more on the Dairy Business Innovation Act when we return.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
With the dairy industry facing rising costs, labor shortages, and market uncertainties in the year ahead, the Dairy Business Innovation Act of 2025 aims to provide resources to help farmers and processors stay competitive. As the legislation moves forward, its supporters argue that its success could shape the future of American dairy by giving farmers new tools to adapt, expand, and thrive. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some evening snow showers, then a clearing sky tonight and cold with a low near 5 below, wind chills to 20 below. Sun returns for tomorrow, a high of 8 above. Then snow showers with a couple inches of accumulation possible Friday, high mid-20s. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free, from BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. Currently, we're at 8.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Real Country.
Bobby played his guitar on the hardest side of town, where it's hard for a poor boy to find the money. He had dedication, he had the heart and soul, somehow knew he was born to play. People said, get a real job, support your family, 'cause there's no future in the road you're taking. He never said a word, the dreamer just kept on. Late at night you could hear him sing. He said, I'm gonna be somebody. One of these days I'm gonna break these chains. I'm gonna be somebody someday. You can bet your hard-earned dollar I will. To the top, but now he's number one on the stage and the radio. Still, he can't believe how people come from miles around when it seemed like only yesterday. He would say, I'm gonna be somebody. Front row singing. It was a sandy-haired river boy with the same old hungry eyes. He looked up at Bobby and said,
What you doing in this place?
Well, I could probably ask you the same thing.
Another round, girl, what you think?
If you're buying, well, you know I'll drink. So make it 707.
Do you want it on the rocks?
A double shot of heaven.
Spilling off the top. And we'll go shot for shot for shot till we forgot what we came here to forget. Ain't a clock, a tick, a tock. It's gonna stop a night we won't regret. So put your drink down, throw your camera up. Flip it around and snap a playback picture.
I'll send it to my ex.
I'll send it to my ex. And send them both a text saying we ain't going home alone tonight. Girl, you ain't gotta, I ain't gotta go home alone tonight. Slow country from a cover band.
I got you covered if you don't know how to dance. But if you want, we could grab a cab.
Girl, we got all night. I got a bottomless tab, so let's go. Shot for shot for shot till we forgot what we came here to forget. Ain't a clock, a tick, a tock. It's gonna stop a night we won't regret. So put your drink down, throw your camera up. Flip it around and snap a playback picture.
I'll send it to my ex.
I'll send it to my ex and send them all the text saying we ain't going home alone tonight. Girl, you ain't gotta, I ain't gotta go home alone tonight. It feels too good to let it in right here. I ain't going home alone
so let's
tonight.
Not let it in right
here. Girl, you're going home with
so
me.
Let's go
tonight. Shot for shot for shot. Till we forgot what we came here to forget. Ain't a clock, a tick, a tock that's gonna stop a night we won't regret. Put your drink down, throw your camera up. Flip it around and snap a playback picture.
I'll send it to my ex.
I'll send it to my ex and send them up a text saying we ain't going home alone tonight. Girl, you ain't gotta, I ain't gotta go home.
Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Girl, our mama's best friends, and so are we. The whole town's rooting for us like the home team. Most likely to settle down, plant a few roots real deep and let them grow. But we can't stop this real world from spinning us. Your bright lights caught. I don't blame you for picking up your big dream bags. They're all packed up and ready to go. But I just need you to know that I love you more than a California sunset. More than a beer when you ain't 21 yet. More than a Sunday morning, Lord, turning some poor lost soul found. Hallelujah, baby.
on with. I'm a same gas station, cup of coffee in the morning. I need a house on a hill, girl, not in them. So hang on to these words, to them avenues, help you forget them. Cause I love you more than a California sunset. I love you more than a $20 sundress. Hate that loaded down car you got your keys in, girl, but I hate even more that you're leaving. Cause I love you more than a feeling when the bass hits the hook, when the guy gets a girl at the end of the book. But that ain't you and me, so I guess I'll see you around. Cause I can't love you more than my hometown. Love you more than my hometown. Love you more than my hometown. Love you more, baby, love you more.
There's a sad young wife, never had a life. Her mother said she married young, and her husband's a fool, never listened to all the things she's never done. So she packs up that old Ford Fairlane. She's had about all she can bear, a suitcase of hope and a hard rain. She's gonna find it all somewhere on the road. That hot rod Chevy, puts in his favorite cassette. He ain't going to no college. The world is waiting up ahead on the road. Shut his life down. So he takes out that old Airstream. They don't know where they're bound. 65 years and still searching for something that they never found. On the road where the night is black. On the road.
Favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
kiss, my alarm clock ringing, woke up, telephone screaming, boss man singing his same old song. Rope been late about an hour, no cup of coffee, no shower, walk of shame with two different shoes on.